Welcome to Rhema for Today.
You see, the promise of life, there is no promise of life. You notice the text here? He said, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. There is no promise of life outside of Christ Jesus. Are you listening to me? Paul said something else writing here to Timothy. That is very important. He said to Timothy, talking about, he said, bodily exercise profiteth little, and it does. It's not of great profit, but it does profit little, because it's good to keep your body in shape. It'll profit you in this life. But I like something he said here that's of much more importance. He said, but godliness is profitable.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, The Believer's Authority. Next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
All right, you have your Bible, 2 Timothy, 2nd Epistle of Paul, the Apostle to Timothy. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. To Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee, by the putting on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Now, Paul, writing to Timothy here, says to him in the very first verse, according to the promise of life. According to the promise of life. There is no life outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. According to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. That's the thing that makes Christianity different than all other religions. In fact, Christianity is not a religion. It's a life. Hallelujah. And so, the Word of God teaches us, as John says in the first epistle of John, the 5th chapter, the 11th and 12th verse, that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. And so the life is in the Son. Praise God. And if we have Him, we have the life. And Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. And you know, Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you in John 6:63, He said, they are spirit and they are life. And Jesus said, you must be born again. And when we are born again, the life of God, the nature of God, the God kind of life, is imparted unto our spirits. And that life recreates our spirits, the real you and the real me, the man on the inside, and makes us new creatures in Christ Jesus. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise God forevermore. The words Jesus said that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Now, Jesus is the living Word, we know that, but the words that I speak, they are spirit, and they are life. Too many times we're following everything else, sometimes following churches and churchianity instead of Christ and Christianity. Of course, churches are supposed to be built on Christ, but sometimes they've left His words and gone to something else. And that's the reason there's no life there. Because the words He said that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. It's the Spirit that giveth life. And ye must be born again. You must be born of the Spirit of God. We are born of the Word and of the Spirit. You see, Peter said that we are born again not of corruptible seed but incorruptible, even the Word of God that liveth and abideth forever. Well, I just wonder sometimes if we realize what we receive when we receive the life of God into our spirits. If we've ever really taken advantage of what belongs to us. If we've ever really walked in the light of that life. Now, I know God began to deal with me, 35, 36, really 37 years ago. On this particular subject, and I have a lot of thoughts on the subject of eternal life that I've never even preached yet. One of these days I'm going to get around to it. But I remember when our boy was born, when Ken, who's here on the platform, was born, I was pastor of a little church in the black land of North Central Texas. And about the same year he was born, 1939, in this church we had a number of young couples. And there were a number of children that were born, babies that were born into these families. Not because I had any direct leading from God, but based on what I know about the life of God, I made a prediction how these children, who are just babies now, mine only, just recently born, you see, and all the rest of them, I made a prediction how those children would turn out when they grew up. I never missed it on a one. I hit it 100%. 100%. No, I wasn't telling fortunes. I wasn't mind reading. I didn't have any kind of revelation from God. I'm going to tell you what I based it on. I based it on this fact that I knew these parents had eternal life. I knew they even had the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but they didn't know what they had and wouldn't listen to what you tried to teach them and weren't walking in the light of it. And if you don't walk in the light of what you have, then it'll show up in your family all the way down. Now, I knew what I had, and I knew I was going to walk in the light of it, and I knew it was that life would pervade my entire family. I knew what it would do in the lives of my children. Are you listening to me? You see, the promise of life, there is no promise of life. You notice the text here? He said, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. There is no promise of life outside of Christ Jesus. Are you listening to me? Paul said something else writing here to Timothy. That is very important. He said to Timothy, talking about, he said, bodily exercise profiteth little. And it does. It's not of great profit, but it does profit little. Because it's good to keep your body in shape. It'll profit you in this life. But I like something he said here that's of much more importance. He said, but godliness is profitable. See, bodily exercise profiteth little. But godliness is profitable not only in this life. Bodily exercise is only profitable in this life, but godliness is profitable not only in this life, having promise of this life, but the life that is to come. Now I want you to notice something here. Godliness is profitable, he said, having promise. Now, there's that word promise again. You'll notice he uses the word promise here, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. Now, then he says a little later here, writing to Timothy, godliness, he said, is profitable, having promise, not only in the life to come, but having promise in this life. Too many times I've heard Christians say, well, you know, when we all get to heaven, it'll be different. Well, it can be different in this life if you take advantage of the promise of life that belongs to you. There's some promises that go along with the life. We need to know that. And we need to cash in on those promises and take advantage of what belongs to us according to the promise of life. No promise of life outside of Jesus. Not a bit in the world. Now then, I want you to notice something else here in this text. or this portion of scripture, skip down there to the sixth verse. And he said, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands." Now Paul had faith in the value of putting on of hands, or laying on of hands, in other words. Notice that he said, "When I put my hands on you, there was something imparted to you." And he's stirring him up, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that this is so." Amen. And if you don't realize it and know it, I'm stirring you up to cause you to know that something was imparted unto you. Thank God for the laying on of hands. We preached on that one time at the beginning of the meeting here. And that's a part and parcel of the doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering something from all of the Hagin family. First, a newly released USB titled Keys to Peace, which contains 13 messages on peace. Next is Kenneth E. Hagin's inspiring DVD, This is the Day. Additionally, we're offering Pastor Kenneth W. Hagin's must-have book, Jesus, Name Above All Names. And lastly, Craig W. Hagin's CD, Just Believe, will renew your faith. These four items are offered to you for the special price of only $45. To order, call us toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. That number again is 1-888-324-8499. Also, feel free to order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so call, write, or email us at partnerservice@rhema.org. Thank you for being a part of the Rhema for Today family. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, honey, Christmas lights are on.
Yep.
Yes, and it's a beautiful sight.
Yeah,
and
they came on the Wednesday night before
Thanksgiving. Yes.
And they will stay on till nightly through January the 1st. They come on when it gets dusk or dark.
Yes.
Starting to get dark, and they stay on to 11:30 p.m. And you can get all the info you want about the Rhema Lights, and just go to rhemalights.org.
Yes.
rhemalights.org.
You know, honey, we have almost 3 million lights this year.
Yeah.
So it is gorgeous. And the park, oh my goodness, the park is just gorgeous.
Oh, it's gorgeous, yes. Yes. And, you know, of course, our grandson Skyler is in charge of all of that.
Yes, he's done an awesome
and
job.
He has worked really hard. He said he wanted to make it this year better than it was last year.
And it is.
He is really worked, and it is. It is a beautiful sight. And hey, if you're in driving distance, it's worth the drive to come and see. And it's free of charge. Now, there is places if you'd like to give a donation because the lights are so beautiful, we'll accept that.
Yes.
But it is free. You don't have to pay to come. You can drive around the campus because the whole campus is decorated.
Yes, it is.
But the main part is to walk through the park.
That's
it
right.
It is just
it's gorgeous.
Fantastic.
Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his message on the believer's authority. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.